This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A New Hope? Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection strikes back with its first patch following a disastrous launch. It's Wednesday, March 20th, and this is IGN News. Embattled Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection developer Aspyr has released the game's first post-launch update. Update 1, out now for Battlefront Classic Collection on Steam and in the submission and certification process for PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch, makes a number of changes to multiplayer, control schemes, visuals, audio, and fixes bugs and crashes. The patch fixes a bug that has been a part of the original Battlefront 2 ever since its launch in 2005 that gave the Empire and Confederacy of Independent Systems factions an advantage on Death Star. Quote, fix the reinforcements to correctly deduct one reinforcement when the Republic or Rebels die on Death Star, end quote. It's worth noting that the changes listed for Hero Assault, which include rebalanced Asajj Ventress's abilities and fixes for Kit Fisto, are unrelated to the high-profile Battlefront 2 mod Aspyr is alleged to have used in the creation of the Classic Collection, despite promising not to. The mod's creator told IGN the patch notes suggest this update has nothing to do with this mod. Rather, the patch resolves new issues with Aspyr's implementation of the two characters. Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection's catastrophic release resulted in an overwhelmingly negative user review rating on Steam. Last week, Aspyr issued a statement addressing the botched launch, saying it had experienced critical errors with its network infrastructure. This resulted in incredibly high ping, matchmaking errors, crashes, and servers not appearing in the browser. Alongside the release of Update 1, Aspyr said it is continuing to make server-side adjustments to improve the online multiplayer experience, as well as planning for Update 2. Meanwhile, modders are working to fix Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection themselves. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.